Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. 409 DGS. 1 hour from now, we have the think tank with plenty to talk about, evidenced by the fact that the first hour we did nothing but throw lemons and make fun of Wiggins and Sue, and then Tony made fun of Rachel, and a lot of making fun of each other. Everyone got hit. Everyone got hit but Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow it all worked around to me being ungrateful about gifts. So
it wasn't lost on me that I made a lot of enemies in that last segment.
So you're saying the pizzas they sell,
they only have crusts. Now, hold on. Now, I'm picturing like it doesn't have sauce or cheese or... That can't be, right?
You could also sell just the edges of the crust.
Now, that would be sweet.
It's a pizza that somebody had already eaten.
Yes, like a Chuck E. Cheese. That's what I'm saying. It's not crazy.
I'm just going to go home.
Maybe a little stupid.
You taking your highlighters? Just going home.
Feeling that.
Headlines rage?
Somebody might be cutting my brake lines out there.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. The big headline at Schnucks this week. With over 50 Schnucks brand chip flavors, there are surprises in store. Try the new Schnucks chips today. There's an Ebola outbreak in the Congo, and it's now a global health emergency. Anytime something is labeled a global health emergency, I just feel like I should bring it up in headlines so we all know.
Okay. Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.
What was it again?
Ebola.
Oh. Where?
In the Congo.
Oh.
He's like,
why is that the
away.
One nation that we call it the? What we say the Congo.
I don't know. Is he saying Congo would sound weird?
It's in Congo.
I'm in Congo.
I mean, I'm calling it the Congo, but this article just says Congo.
I guess we used to say the USSR.
The Beatles did. I don't know.
Congo.
The Soviet Union.
Yeah. There's just nowhere to go from that. Yeah. I apologize.
That's a Wiggins and a Sue.
Oh, hey, Sue.
We're just really turning on each other.
You know
other.
Why? Yeah. Because it's the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
So, I thought it was just the Democratic Republic of Congo.
They seem to have Ebola a lot. That's all I'm saying.
You're not too worried about catching it over here?
No.
Other than the fact that it's a global crisis?
Do you remember a few years ago when the guy came back, they flew him back on a private jet? He was a doctor that had been working in La Congo. And remember that? And everyone's like, get him the hell out of our country.
Yeah.
There's one guy. And they're just like, kill him.
Was it? He flew back to Dallas, didn't
Burn
he?
Burn him.
And they quarantined him in Dallas.
I can't remember if he had it or not.
Should we just have a crust count, too, just for people who say dumb things about crust? Because I feel like it could come back up.
Make a list for people to throw weird.
I don't not have more questions.
That's everybody.
Change it to a Z.
Swiggins is just short for all of us.
I'll put Z at the end so I'm represented.
Oh, okay. We can make fun of you now, too.
There you go.
Well, we.
I like that.
I'm included, so I can't make fun of anyone.
Or what about this? What about this?
You realize we're just doing a show for us now.
Yeah. There's nobody paying attention.
DGS.
Who was the guy, Rachel, that texted and said a woman could be responsible for pooping in the pool?
D.G. Swiggins.
I feel like it was Andrew.
Okay.
That's everybody now.
Equal opportunity pooper.
Did you just want to say woman pooping in the pool again?
No, I got a text from a friend of mine from college who said, don't you remember when Amy got trashed and came in and pooped in the shower? So women can do it.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Women do poop?
Yep.
Hold on.
When Amy got trashed.
Yep.
And she pooped in the shower.
We had a door. One went to the bathroom and one went to the shower, and she just went in the wrong one.
Oh, those crazy times at Harvard.
That's right. She did not have a vendetta. She was not angry at
so
anyone.
So you really do have some expertise in this.
Yes.
But she didn't realize that there wasn't a toilet?
Well, she was really apparently three sheets to the wind. I was not there. I detected later.
Yeah.
Point of parliamentary procedure.
I had a buddy who thought the closet was a urinal once.
See?
Here's what I don't understand.
It happens.
Hey, Rach, what was the name of that guy that said that women can poop too? I think it was Andrew. Okay, here's a story I could have told without that fact.
Well,
right?
The text said, tell the guy who texted Rachel, and I just thought it was.
Yeah, it's all about that guy. Thought that, Andrew.
Old fashioned radio callback,
right?
I had like a serious story, but I don't think I don't want to get into another The Bachelor type story that I got into yesterday. So let's just move on to the light stuff.
That was really funny.
Bud Light is offering free beer to any alien that makes it out of Area 51.
This story's great.
Ugh, this sounds dumb.
No, it's great.
We'd like to be the first brand to formally announce that we will not be sponsoring the Area 51 raid. However, free Bud Light to any alien that makes it out.
They're gonna create a label, right?
I gotta go with Wiggins in this. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Thank you.
It sounds really dumb.
Well, you're gonna hate it more, Dave, because if they get 50,000 retweets on this tweet, then they will manufacture alien.
How
label
are they
Bud
not
Light.
Going to be accused of? Of supporting this raid on a military base. They're saying, hey, this is all fun. Everybody do this.
Yeah.
We're even going to make, they said, what is it, 50,000? And they're going to make a label, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty cool looking label.
It is kind of a cool looking label. Like if you were a beer collector, it would be one that you would want to have.
Put it next to your Gloria.
Exactly. But That's what I mean by this story is like there's a lot of layers to this that people aren't even thinking about right now. Like they're just trying to have some fun.
Yeah.
Which would have been okay at maybe 10 years ago or something. But now they're going to be accused of like supporting this raid on a military institution. You guys encourage these people and yeah.
Okay, so is the raid actually happening? Because I always just thought it was a silly goof, like, hey, everybody on Facebook, tell us you're going to raid it.
It's somewhere in between.
September 20th.
I predict 100 people show up.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think, too. But that's what they say it's supposed to be. Everybody show up at Area 51 on September 20th, and there's going to be too many of us for them to stop us, and we're going to make them show us the aliens.
Wow, the guy who started the Facebook group for the raid says things have gotten out of hand. He's been contacted by the FBI.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Duh.
And he said, it's entirely satirical. Most people seem to understand that.
No. No.
What would the FBI
because they're
say?
Buying. No. People. No, most people don't understand that it's satirical because they've bought plane tickets and they've reserved hotel rooms.
Well, there are a lot of people who have been waiting for this.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, we're finally, let's go.
And I don't even believe that he did it as.
Yeah, it got out of hand. He's like, I'm kidding.
Satirical.
Right. Kidding.
Yeah. We were just goofing around.
Why would we give them to September 20th to move all the aliens anyway?
Right.
I know.
What's going to happen when they do raid it?
Pretty good point.
So tell us more about your roommate who pooped.
Yeah, how wasted would
she
get on a regular basis?
She was not my roommate, but we lived in suites.
Was it your shower?
No, it was the shower below me. You know, we were on the second floor. This was the suite directly under me. And I, on the way down the hall, thought, oh, I've got to go to the restroom. I'll just stop in and see my friend. And somebody said, don't go in there.
Amy.
Struck There's again. Such a difference between Sue Thomas saying, oh, my, I have to go to the restroom. And Amy just dropping trow and
hammered.
Yeah. Hammered.
Just she canned.
This toilet is weird.
I can't straighten them out.
Why haven't I pooped here every time?
I can't believe it.
You can poop with this? Toilet's standing up.
His voices.
Come on.
It's all great. Right, Dave.
They're all the same. Every voice he does is the same. It's like a drunk Marlon Brando. Every voice he does. I can just poop standing up.
Well, people are using wasp spray as a meth alternative.
Duh.
West Virginia.
I saw that.
It's actually had 3 fatal overdoses, which is not good.
Shocker.
I had a nunchuck-related milk dud the other day.
Milk dud?
I would have to hit the bell on you, sir,
what?
If I had
so
one right now.
Talking about poop?
Yeah.
You nunchucking and you pooped your pants?
A little bit. I was at home by myself, and I was having a little bit of an issue. And as I said, I was by myself, me and my nunchuck goos.
Were you by yourself, though?
I was alone. And I decided...
Were you chucking on the toilet?
In the bathroom. No, that's
I think nunchuck goo is singular. I don't think you can pluralize nunchuck goos.
And I was chucking. And I was in the middle of the bathroom, looking in the mirror, because I wanted to see I wonder how much I still can do.
Yeah.
And then I underestimated. Oh, I like it. I underestimated the physical exertion it takes to really chuck. And then all of a sudden it was just like, oh, I need a crab walk.
Nice.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were doing it, kind of slipped, hit yourself in the forehead, and boop, below.
Yeah. What was the noise?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, do your noise.
This one?
Oh, no, I hate this one.
You can do it.
Oh
to
my
me.
God, I hate it.
I can't do it.
No, that was awful.
I know. That I was awful. I know.
Well, we were making him laugh.
It's so
that's better.
Weird. It is so weird. No,
that was a good one. That
oh
was a good
my
one.
God. That's it. No human should be able to do that.
It's awesome.
That was not good. I can't do it when I'm laughing.
All of his noises sound the same.
Like Marlon Brando.
Stop it! I can't do it when I'm laughing.
Who would have thought a guy that flunked out of three colleges would make it here?
I know, right? I can make a perfect drop sound with my
can't
chin.
Believe you're not married to Amy.
We had shared bathrooms in college. My roommate would go in the one without a door to drop a deuce. Bell. Okay. Just bell.
Yeah, I'm not even going to wait for the
bell. We don't even need to ring the bell. The bell is understood. A woman was billed $105,000.
He's crying.
I know. After dangerous behavior forced a flight diversion, she had a catalog of aggressive, abusive, and dangerous behavior attempting to open the aircraft doors during the flight. So Jet 2 fined her $105,000. That's exactly how much it took to divert the flight. Why am I even still talking to you guys?
Tony's over there trying to do his thing.
can't do
it when he's laughing.
Can't do it.
She had to pay a fine because she was bad on a plane. Don't be bad on a plane.
Got it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
426 DGS. Join us at the Cardinals game. Cards Cubs on August 1st by going to cardinals.com/theme. And tell us what size shirt you wear, and we'll hand it right to you, and we'll put it on you. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Ryan, we'll talk to you creepily about lemons and toes.
Hey, I'll put this shirt on you if you just walk right over here.
Let me ask you something about that shirt. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I'm creeped out just thinking about it.
Hey, Dave, how many toes, how many lemons can you pick up with your toes?
How many? Well, it depends on the size of the lemon. So what?
Good.
Yep. Standard lemon.
I could probably pick one up.
Okay. What you can do
that's
too.
I can pick golf balls up with my toes. I know that.
These are reasonable assertions.
Yeah.
Whereas Wiggins says that back in the day when he was training, he could pick up three full tennis balls with one foot.
But he didn't really pick them up. He more just shoved them in between his toes. There was no actual gripping.
Well, that doesn't count.
Right.
That doesn't count.
It also didn't happen.
What do you guys know?
And he throws a ball weird.
Yeah.
Like you'd
Nolan
expect.
Ryan. Like Justin Verlander weird.
Dave, did we miss a forecast last night?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that got
yes,
here.
Yes, we did.
Man,
I mean,
it
got here. I mean, we were updating, you know, as we went into the late afternoon, early evening. But, you know, it was just one of those things where we had an event like this about 2 months ago. No, I don't think it's going to get here. I don't think it's going to get here. And then, bam, it got here. Just accelerated and held together. It just driving itself into the heat and the humidity. The difference today and tomorrow and Saturday will be that the high is almost right over us. So there's a lot of sinking motion in the atmosphere. So nothing can get going at all. Yesterday, there were these two impulses we were talking about. And for them to get into the St. Louis area was a real coup.
I don't know where all the rest of you guys live, but where I live, right around sunset was beautiful and amazing. There was a full rainbow.
Yep.
From tip to tip. It was yellow. The sky was yellow.
Ours was orange.
It was nuts.
Like orange.
It was cool.
It was incredible.
Yeah. Well, we were, you know, it had all gone by at that point, but there was so much moisture in the atmosphere. It didn't wash itself out. It didn't scrub itself out. So it was just the setting sun just went to town. Just went to town.
I tried to take pictures of it.
It just didn't come out.
The pictures did not. No, the pictures don't do it justice.
No. Same thing with rainbows. Same thing with if you're like in the Hawaiian Islands or the Caribbean and the water's so blue and everything's spectacular and you take a picture of it and go, no, it's much prettier than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
This doesn't work. It doesn't
I couldn't
work.
Believe how orange it was. It was crazy.
I was so tired and I was watching how the universe works and I was under my thunder blankets and I would look out the window and be like, damn it. I'd have to get up and go out again because it just kept getting prettier. Yeah. So did I.
What are thunder blankets?
Especially under that thunder blanket.
He's okay. He's okay.
Thunder blanket
is... That's a legitimate question.
No. I wasn't going to hit it.
No. I love that he raised his hand.
It's real.
It's a weighted blanket.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
I wondered if that's what it was. I've heard of those, and they sound terrific.
They're amazing. I have two. One weighs 12 pounds. One weighs 18 pounds.
Do you sleep better with them?
I don't sleep with them. I use them like just for nighttime cozy watching TV.
I would think the only time they wouldn't be good is if it was really hot.
I'd use them all the time.
Hmm. But it's never hot in his house, so.
That's true.
That's right, yeah. They make them for dogs and cats.
Yep.
They're like thunder vest. You put them on. Dogs who are afraid of thunderstorms, you put them on. They're supposed to help a lot.
I'm going to get a thunder hat. You've seen that?
Just a real heavy hat?
Have you seen that ad for, it's like, it's not Advil, but it sounds like that. And it's the thing you plug in and makes your dog less crazy. Have you seen those ads?
No,
I haven't seen that.
Oh, I thought everyone had. It's like the ad's dumb. It's like the woman's out to dinner with her husband and it thunders and he gets under the table and they're like, you wouldn't put up with that from your husband. And then they show the dog, but there's one plug-in for the car. No, it's a spray. You just like spray it in your car and the dog's like, I'm fine. So it basically just makes your dog stoned, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh. Then it's like a Glade plug-in for your house and it makes your dog not be a nut.
But it doesn't do anything to people?
I guess not.
Now there's something, though. With the legalization of marijuana, a plug-in that just puts it in your...
Right?
With the CBD oil just right into your car.
Into your house.
Into your veins.
Yeah. Is this it? Adaptil?
That's it. Adaptil.
I use CBD oil with my dogs, mainly because I have an 8-year-old who has some arthritis. I think it helps a little bit.
That's a great idea.
But they are... I can't use the word addicted, but they know when I'm opening up. It's a little dropper.
They start dancing.
No, they come running, and they sit, and they look at you like, yes, squirt that into my mouth.
Okay.
I do the older one first. No, stop. I do the old one first, and I have to give it to the little one because she's like, no, I get some too.
I need Scott Connell, ACAP.
They get this glossy look in their face and their eyes, like, must have it.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
First, I give it to the big one, but the little one's like, I got to have it,
what
too.
What is AC?
I need Scott Connell ACAP.
ACAP.
I'm not, look, all I know is I'm not alive right now.
You're the one who said ACAP.
I fell and I hit my head.
Give me Scott Connell ACAP.
He's crawling underneath his thunder blanket right now.
And all he says is, Daddy, squirt that in my mouth.
There you go, running over.
They know what time it is.
Ooh, Daddy's got the squirts.
What?
Thank you.
Oh, man, when I wake up.
You'll be driving home tonight going, did we really do that?
I'm already thinking that.
I need Scott Connell as Christmas as possible.
Is that for Cat's Rage?
Yeah, I was looking at the diffuser.
I guess by the big picture of the cat.
On Amazon, and then there was like, oh, cat calming spray. So I clicked on it, and this is like the Uncle Fatty of cats. He's big. He's cranky. I don't know why they picked this cat as the cat model.
Cats really need a calming spray.
Not typically. They're pretty zen.
Would you try that on Lucy?
No, she's pretty calm, except for sometimes she attacks me. But like other than that, ooh.
Tony, are you the one with the theory about cats?
Yeah, they all bite. They'll bite you eventually.
Yeah, she bites me like every night.
Like every single cat.
Yeah, every theory? Single yeah. cat every bites their owner.
I wonder
that
how
tail starts whipping around.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be weird if it like. The same time that Rachel's being bitten by her cat, Dave was squirting in his dog's mouth.
Mm-hmm. It's probably happened.
I would say in the scope of the universe, since you were watching How the Universe Works,
I mean,
that,
the bite,
that probably would have to happen.
Yeah, the biting and the squirting happens so often that
mm-hmm. Rachel's like, ow, ow, Lucy, stop. And Janice Murray's like, David, God, for the love of Pete. Dogs, you're like, Mom.
Can't help it.
Daddy we makes us.
Dogs love it.
Okay, this is getting dark.
Yeah, it got
dark. Getting dark.
It got dark.
Television legend Dave Murray started it.
Yeah, but it was all, everybody was happy.
Yeah, you know, it was everybody except Glover knew what I was talking about. He had to go there. He
yeah,
had to
yeah,
go
I'm
there.
The one.
A-C-A-P.
A-C-A-P.
I got nothing. Yeah. If anyone has anything, just even Wiggins, just step right up.
Okay, we won't even.
No,
ring the bell.
I just will come put the we'll put the bell away. Mm-hmm. Rach is looking through notes.
Oh crap!
No, none of this is good.
I don't care.
We're gonna have to take a pretty sharp turn at 5 o'clock for the think tank.
Thank yes, we are.
God for the think tank.
Okay, I got something real.
Hey.
Wiggins.
Thank you.
You're very religious. Swedes are getting implants in their hands to replace cash and credit cards by the millions.
Ooh, you talking 666?
Do you believe, like, do you see this and say, oh, mark of the beast, the Swedes were just the first?
As soon as it becomes right hand and forehead, then my eyebrows are going way up.
It is the right hand.
It is the right hand.
And the forehead.
Is it really?
It is the right hand.
As soon as it becomes a forehead. Oh, I wouldn't get, I honestly, I would not do it. I would never do it, though. It's too creepy to me.
Yeah, it is creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Tony, you've said a million times, just put it in my hand.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thanks, Rob.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
Yes.
Now you're keeping it going.
You guys both have been like, just give me the mark of the beast.
Just put it in my hand, Ed Murray.
If you get robbed and they know you've got a chip in your hand, what horrible thoughts.
They're going to cut
mind.
Your hand
yeah,
off?
Yeah, what are they going to rob?
Yeah. What, yeah, give me your
hand. You're just
going
to walk into a Schnucks with a disembodied hand?
Can I?
Oh, you know what? Why don't you give me some of that gum, too?
Oh, that's a good point.
It's not a good point. No one's going to cut your hand off to get your mark of your beast.
You don't think so? You don't think so?
No. Yeah.
No, I do. If they know that all your credit card information's in your hand, yeah, I could see that.
I'm sure they have the Swedes. They have some protections against that.
I'm not talking about
that.
The Swedes. I'm talking about in general. If everybody's credit card
information. Once we get a hold of it.
No.
Here's what's weird about that technology is that they've made it to where it's like biosensitive to where if it's not receiving a pulse from you, you particularly.
You're making that up?
No. If they take it out of you, it will explode or it'll go off or something. It won't work.
ACAP.
Okay.
It'll explode ACAP.
Mm-hmm. I feel better now.
That's
gotta blow up. Like,
Tony's always like, put it in my hand.
No, I swear I've heard him say before, like, oh, that's so easy. Let's do. Maybe it was somebody else, but I thought it was Tony.
I will make Tony. Some concessions for ease, but I don't think I want it inside my skin.
That's where it goes.
What's happening?
You know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
He said you can put it in my hand, but
I think I finally
tried
mushrooms.
Don't put it under my skin.
And you're all just the clockwork elves. He
said squirt it in their mouth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, if you've really not enjoyed the first part of the show, I don't blame you. But the second part is the Think Tank, and we have three smart people on, and you'll enjoy that. So... And if you did enjoy the first part of the show, you may just want to tune out because you probably don't enjoy the other parts.
I'm watching the trailer for Cats right now.
Okay. That's as good as anything.
They're making some choices here. I don't know. You just have to watch it for yourself. I've never seen the musical. I'm familiar with it. I'm familiar with how weird it is. But this is like weirder than anything I could have imagined for this. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the big thing with Cats, the show, was that they could break the fourth wall. That was the big thing. How are they going to do that in a movie?
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, I wasn't on the set, so.
Deadpool broke the fourth wall, and that's a movie.
That's true.
That's true.
If anybody has the energy, which I don't, to Google this to get the exact quotes, but this weekend is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, and both the New York Times and Washington Post took the opportunity to talk about, well, really, this was just a bunch of white guys doing stuff for other white guys, and it was just a bunch of white guys celebrating being white.
Yeah.
That's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Like,
yeah, and like if we ever want to put women in space or people in color in space, we have to go correct this. We have to acknowledge it for what it was.
This really makes me angry. How why do we have to apologize for doing the greatest thing that mankind has ever done?
It's not great though, because it was white people.
Yeah. Is it that everything that white people have ever done, or a majority white people have ever done, is somehow null and void?
I could almost guarantee you that whoever wrote these articles was white. I think this is a really easy way for white people to try to seem cool, to try to seem hip and be like, I even reject my whiteness. I'm so ashamed of who I am. Look, you don't have to be like, I'm so proud to be white. No, that's weird. Like, we don't necessarily as white people have the exact same culture as people of color. You're not all having similar experiences growing up. But you also don't have to throw it in the trash and say that everything white people have ever done is ridiculous. And
history is called history for a reason. I mean, you can go way back and, I mean, go back to the Middle East and look at their history. Go to Africa and look at their history. We're not the only country or the only race of people that have a history. And I've never once had a thought in my mind that, you know, we've done a lot of terrible things. We had slavery and Jim Crow, and then we went to the moon. And like, no, never entered my mind that going to the moon is something we should be ashamed of, because most of the people involved in it were white.
Yeah.
I mean, since then, women have been in space. Black people have been in space. It just seems idiotic to me to try to diminish something that is arguably the greatest feat ever achieved by mankind. But hey, white people did it, so let's not get too excited over that. I thought it was a joke. I literally thought it was like The Onion making a joke about something.
It was New York Times?
New York Times and Washington Post.
Wow, fantastic. Two reputable papers.
The culture that put men on the moon was intense, fun, family unfriendly, and mostly white and male. Well, a lot of things were in our country's history were mostly white and male up until recently, because
that's why they're all bad.
That's why things change.
Yeah.
There's a reason. I mean, it was the 1930s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s. Things were different. Just accept it. You can't go back in a time machine. It just is what it is. Should we have not gone to the moon? Should we have looked at each other in 1969 and said, you know, there aren't a lot of black faces here. Why don't we just not go to the moon?
If we do not acknowledge the gender bias of the early space program, it becomes difficult to move past it.
Oh, my God. How much more do we have to acknowledge? I feel like it's like when you're having a fight with your spouse and you're like, yep, I see your point. And then they're just like, let me tell you 50 more times. You're like, I see your point. Like, I understand that just saying, I see your point, doesn't make systemic racism go away. But my God, when you start on the 50th anniversary to, I want to use the S word, to S all over the Apollo program because there weren't enough minorities.
Well, and I mean, maybe that sucks for people, but you can't go back in time and you can't change it. So what you can do now is you can create initiatives and hey, let's get more girls into science. Let's get more people of color into this occupation. Let's try to put more diversity in space. You can do all that now, but you can't do that in the 60s. It's over.
And you should do that. But I still believe, like, let's say, okay, in 1969, we went to the moon. Let's say in 2025, we go to Mars. I don't care how many black faces or white faces or transgender people there are. I don't care. I just want the smartest people. Mm-hmm. And if they all happen to be Asian or Indian or every single one of them is gay, I don't care. That's because I believe in merit, not in identity.
I'm just reading this article here from the Washington Examiner, complaining about exactly what you're complaining about, Dave. And it ends with this. The real question here is this. For whom are these articles being written? Great question. It's worth noting that both the Post and the New York Times have also published several articles celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. But what is the purpose of these? Actually, the moon landing was bad. Counterpoints. What audience does this serve? Does such an audience even exist? Or are these articles merely a cynical manipulation of the hate click economy?
It's like saying, let's take away every advancement or invention by a white person. Okay, let's see where we are.
But where's the group of people actually wanting this? Or is it think pieces on the internet? And like I said, probably written by a white person trying to seem cool and trying to get clicks.
They're trying to get cred in that community.
But the thing is, I don't think the majority of folks actually care.
No, I agree with you. But they're trying to get themselves credibility in whatever community they think they're vying for, whether or not that community even exists and or cares about what they have to say.
It really does feel like, because there's a picture of the control room, and it's a bunch of white guys in ties and severe black 8th grade math teacher glasses. And it's like someone just saw that and goes, hey.
Dave, I guarantee you that's exactly what happened. Part of this article says it's like a Where's Waldo trying to find a person or a person of color or a woman in these photos. That's what it is. It was
like
a fake
Chris
controversy.
Pratt shirt.
Yeah. Like if you're just like looking for something.
Just trying to find anything, anytime, anywhere, out of any picture or any story or any statement.
The depressing thing is, can we ever get to the bottom of this barrel where it's like, oh, we finally achieved it. We achieved what you people who write these things were wanting.
I don't think the people who write these want that.
Yeah, no.
Because then they're out of business.
It's
a different form of trolling. I really think it is. Because you're not necessarily going after one specific person, but you're just messing with people's heads and you're creating conflict that isn't actually there.
This is the kind of thing I would believe was like a Russian bot. Because this is the kind of thing that gets us fighting about it. I just can't imagine that.
Well, you know that Russia infiltrated the Blue Lives Matter groups and the Black Lives Matter groups when all this stuff was going down in Ferguson. They went in and they made the situation worse by posting inflammatory things. So I'm sure some of the things we were fighting about back then weren't even organic issues. It was propaganda whipped up by these other countries that do mess with us like this. Mm. It's gross.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.